morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Friday, February 16th, 2018. We have, let's see, about 22 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, so it's a big one. In our marine weather forecast, we've got weather coming in this weekend, but we have a small craft advisory. Four winds this morning through this afternoon, and then a gale watch kicks in tonight through Saturday evening. And then we do have that chance of snow on Sunday, even here on the coast. So bundle up if you are out there on the beach. We have west winds 10 to 15 knots today, becoming southwest. We've got weather moving in. You can always tell when the weather is starting to change because the wind direction can change as these spinning low-pressure systems move across our area. So starting out from the west, becoming southwest later on in the afternoon, winds are going to reach 25 knots. Wind waves from the southwest 3 feet at 5 seconds, northwest swells 6 feet at 10 seconds apart. So we have southwest and northwest, they're about 90 degrees apart. We could have a little bit of confused seas out there as those wind waves interact with those swells. So that could be a little bit messy out there. Showers likely late, then rain later on. And today we're going to hear more from Port of Astoria Executive Director Jim Knight. We're going to be talking about logging and those log ships that you often see loading logs at the port for export. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have five inbounders, five in the Astoria Anchorage, three in the Rice Island Anchorage, and nine outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The Arcadia Highway is our first arrival. She's a car ship. Whenever you see that word highway in the name of a ship, probably got cars on board, but you can tell a car ship just by looking at it. Doesn't matter what the name is. They're very high-sided. They look like kind of like a big floating barn. They actually are quite seaworthy and well-designed and well-powered ships, but they do look a little bit different from what we would expect a ship to look like. This ship, the Arcadia Highway, is arriving from Richmond. She's headed for the port of Portland, and she has brand new Hondas on board. She'll probably pass Astoria around 10 o'clock this morning. You might see her in Portland, at the port of Portland, by about 4 p.m. The Mont Blanc Hawk is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria on the Washington side. She'll be passing Astoria. She'll be kind of gliding past around 11:30 a.m. to land in the Rice Island Anchorage there. The cable ship, the Global Sentinel, will be passing Astoria inbound today. She'll be actually heading for the port of Astoria. So this is a very interesting opportunity to drive down there and take a look at a cable ship. She'll be there probably at about 2:30 this afternoon at the port of Astoria at that Pier 1 area there, where the cruise ships go in the summertime and in the fall and spring. So what does a cable ship do? They're very high-tech vessels. They're privately owned. They're well-funded in general, and they have a lot of high very high quality, very precision GPS equipment and computers on board, because their job is very specific. They go out into the ocean to maintain and install telecommunications cable systems on the ocean floor. So they have to be able to hover essentially over a spot on the ocean floor, stay still while divers and remote controlled devices go down there and sometimes they'll bring up a cable that's existing and repair it. Sometimes they'll install new cables. So this is a very specialized ship. So it's a very interesting vessel to see. It looks different from a cargo ship. So she will be at the port of Astoria there at about 2:30 this afternoon. The Danza Panther is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the Vancouver Anchorage of Washington. She'll pass Astoria probably around, 11:30 tonight and head upriver, be there about 6 hours later. And the New Days is arriving from Japan, headed for Longview. Logs are her cargo. She'll be passing Astoria a little bit after midnight, and you might see her in Longview in the wee hours of the morning. I'm going to stop here with the ship schedule. We got those five vessels awaiting orders off Astoria, and three of them awaiting orders in the Rice Island Anchorage, and some ships heading downriver as well. I'll post that on the Ship Report website at shipreport.net after this show is over. But I wanted to take some time to talk a little bit about logs. We have log. We're going to hear from Jim Knight today. He's the executive director of the Port of Astoria. I interviewed him recently because we had chatted about this before I interviewed him, about the fact that ports are all along the Columbia. They are distinct entities. They're business entities. And we talk about, oh, the Port of Seattle, the Port of say here, the Port of Portland, Port of Longview, Kalama, the Port of Astoria. What exactly is a port? So this is what this interview has been about. And we're talking today about specifically about the log piece. You see log ships coming in. You know, every few weeks there's a ship loading logs at the port. What is that all about? So let's hear from Executive Director Jim Knight from the Port of Astoria.
You'd asked about the logs, how it works for our port as we lease our pier areas to Astoria Forest Products, who then imports logs from the local area. They typically are coming to us from a 50-mile radius of our port. And then the Astoria Forest Products strips the bark off the logs, sorts the logs by quality and size, dimension. And then it's moved to our shipping piers and then loaded onto ships for sale. So that's a good question. But that's essentially the model of Astoria Forest Products: lease the land, use our labor that we provide through the ILWU, and then uses the port facilities, our docks and piers, for the ships that they would have come to pick up their logs.
So you see logs on the Columbia, not just in Astoria, of course. You see quite a bit of logs being loaded at Longview, the Port of Longview. There's a Weyerhaeuser dock there, and if you go over the bridge from Astoria, from the Oregon side to Washington and look to your left, you'll see the Weyerhaeuser docks, and they're big stacks of logs that look similar to the ones you see here. They're stripped of bark, they're not milled into lumber, and they're sent over to Asia, a lot to China, to be used in various capacities. I've heard that there was a lot of lumber going to China to be used in construction, and also to Japan after the earthquake, the big earthquake in 2011. So it is Oregon lumber being sent overseas to be used, and usually in some construction capacity there in other countries. So logs are loaded both below decks and above decks. So if you see a ship that looks like it's got logs stacked up to the rafters, it does, but it also has many logs below decks. So they fill up the cargo holds below the decks, the ones you can't see when the ship is going by. They fill those up first, and then the ship has special railings, stanchions that go up that will hold those logs on deck, and you can stack many of those logs up on deck as well. So a ship is very carefully loaded and lashed down with those logs so that they will safely get from one place to another. Although sometimes in stormy weather, very stormy weather, those lashings can come loose and logs end up in the ocean, and they can become a navigational hazard, a rare one. But that is sometimes in very, very bad weather here, as we get in the Pacific Northwest. Some of those cargoes, including containers, can go overboard. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. It's Friday. On Monday is a holiday here, President's Day. I have a day off, so I will see you on the radio again on Tuesday the 20th. Thanks for listening.